On the morning of April 23, 2001, in San Francisco, California, philanthropist Richard Goldman held a news conference to present the winners of the 2001 Goldman Environmental Prize, often called the environmental movement's equivalent of the Nobel Prize. This honor is given annually to grassroots environmental activists from each of six regions of the globe. But on that morning, South America's winner, Bolivian water rights activist Oscar Oliveira, was not there. He was in Bolivia's capital, La Paz, where he had just led 30,000 people on a two-week March for Life and Sovereignty. The march is an outgrowth of last year's victory by the people of Cochabamba over the forces of global corporatization. Under heavy pressure from the IMF and the World Bank, the Bolivian government agreed last year to a contract with Bechtel Corporation, which gave the privately held San Francisco-based engineering company control over the water system of Cochabamba, Bolivia's third largest city. The contract was so broad, it gave Bechtel control of the municipal water system and water from private wells. Water rates soon skyrocketed, and the people of Cochabamba used direct action to force cancellation of the contract. Professor Gabriel Erbas, who was in San Francisco to accept the Goldman Prize on behalf of Oscar Oliveira, found time to give me two short interviews, one by phone and the other in person. Speaking through a translator, Professor Erbas talked about his work as a political activist, the people's victory in Cochabamba, and what that victory means for anti-corporatization activists around the world.
Okay. Gabrielle, what was your occupation before you became an activist, and what is your role as an activist today?
Bueno, soy profesor universitario y consultor.
I'm a university professor, and I've also been a consultant.
Mi rol dentro del activismo es por dos vías. Uno por la vía de la defensa del medio ambiente y otro por mi calidad de profesional.
I've been involved in two lines of activism. The first one is related to the work in defense of the environment. And second of all, I've been an activist as a university professor.
Nuestro trabajo en Bolivia es sobre una coalición llamada Coordinadora de Defensa del Agua y la Vida.
Our work in Bolivia is through a coalition called the Coordinator, or the Coalition for the Defense of Water and Life.
Nuestro trabajo fundamental ha sido el de orientar a la población sobre lo que iba a suceder con un contrato firmado por una empresa, precisamente una transnacional que tiene su sede acá en San Francisco.
Our main line of work has been raising levels of awareness about the privatization contract that was signed in Bolivia between the government of Bolivia and a transnational corporation based here in the Bay Area.
Esta empresa, Bechtel, a través de un consorcio formado, intentó privatizar el agua en Cochabamba, el servicio de agua potable en Cochabamba.
This company, the Bechtel Corporation, through the creation of a consortium, sought to privatize and control the water system of Cochabamba, Bolivia.
Los ambientalistas, profesionales, campesinos y otros sectores agrupados en esta coalición, nos percatamos de que esta privatización era atentatorio a la población.
And it was clear from the perspective of many people, the environmentalists, the peasants, workers, and other professionals, that this contract was going to be harmful to our interests.
Por esta razón es que durante más de siete meses advertimos a la población hasta que finalmente la población confirmó que esta empresa iba simplemente a lucrar allá y no a invertir dinero.
And through a long process, 7 months of work, of consciousness raising about what this contract would mean, people came to understand that it was going to be damaging and that they were going to be basically pumping money out of the community without investing.
Entonces, el gobierno intentó proteger este contrato, un contrato mal ejecutado, un contrato mal llevado, intentó proteger por todas las vías para lo que emitió una ley.
The government did everything in its power to push this contract through. A bad contract, a contract that was going to be damaging to us. And one of the key things that they did was to approve a law.
Esta ley no solamente afectaba a la población local, sino afectaba a todo el país, porque también incluía un proceso de privatización en todo Bolivia.
This law not only affected people locally in Cochabamba, but the entire country, because it created a framework within which water could and had to be privatized throughout the entire country.
Esto originó un descontento de toda la población en Cochabamba, que en abril del año pasado culminó con una especie de insurrección en contra de este contrato y de la ley.
So these two things together, the law and the contract, really galvanized opposition on the part of people. In April of last year, we had basically an insurrectionary situation where people rose up to demand cancellation of the contract and changes in the law.
En abril, durante 7 días, la población protestó en las calles, peleó contra la policía, ganó a la policía y ganó al ejército.
During 7 days in April of last year, people fought against the police and against the army and won the battle.
Durante ese tiempo, la gente participaron niños, ancianos, mujeres, y fue toda la población la que salió a las calles a pelear.
Participation was massive. It wasn't just a few people. It was also men, women, young people, old people, everyone in the streets fighting together until they finally won.
Al cabo de estas jornadas, se culminó echando a esta empresa transnacional en la cual participaba Bechtel.
And at the end of the day, the company had been forced out. The contract had been canceled. Bechtel had basically been forced out of Bolivia.
Asimismo, se modificó la ley que había planteado la privatización del agua para todo el país.
At the same time, we were able to force changes in the legislation that called for privatization of water throughout the whole country.
Debemos señalar que todo este conjunto de políticas de privatización no han sido solamente por acción del gobierno o de una empresa, sino también son las políticas recomendadas por el Banco Mundial, básicamente por el BID, que recomiendan y además les ponen como condición a nuestros gobiernos la privatización del agua en nuestros países.
I should mention that this idea to privatize water was not just the idea of a company or the government of Bolivia. These are also policies that are undertaken under strong recommendations by the World Bank and the other international financial institutions, which are pushing hard for water privatization.
Pero además debemos señalar que en el caso específico de Cochabamba, el Banco Mundial emitió un documento con toda claridad señalando que en Cochabamba debería privatizarse el agua.
And especially in the case of Cochabamba, it's clear that from internal World Bank documents, we know that the World Bank was explicitly calling for privatization of the water system in Cochabamba.
No entendemos nosotros cómo estas organizaciones, estos organismos de desarrollo, teniendo políticas de lucha contra la pobreza, intentan privatizar estos recursos básicos.
And we don't understand, we've never been able to understand how these international so-called development agencies that claim to be fighting poverty could in turn call for the privatization of water.
Nosotros creemos que lo que ha sucedido en Cochabamba después de 15 años de neoliberalismo, después de que los bolivianos no podíamos hablar cuando la población salió a las calles a defender sus derechos, creemos nosotros que hemos aportado un tanto para la lucha del país, para la lucha de los pueblos de América.
And we feel now that after 15 years of the application of these neoliberal policies by the World Bank and the other international financial institutions, we in Cochabamba, by beginning to exercise our voice, to take to the streets, to roll back this privatization, we've won things for Bolivia, but we've also contributed to a larger movement at the global level to reverse these policies.
Esta lucha todavía no ha concluido, todavía existen en este momento algunas reivindicaciones que faltan por consolidar. Falta todavía una reglamentación, el gobierno está intentando revertir todavía este proceso.
But the struggle isn't over, we still have a lot of work ahead of us. For example, the laws, the legal changes, the legislative changes that we were able to effect are not consolidated, and the government is striking back and trying to erode those. And we're right now struggling over the regulations that go along with the legislative changes that we want.
También debemos señalar que en este momento la coalición se ha hecho cargo de la gestión del servicio de agua potable en Cochabamba y lo ha hecho positivamente, y en este momento se han tenido resultados halagadores.
I should also mention that the coalition that I'm a member of has taken over effectively running the local water system, and with positive results so far.
Esta gestión se la está llevando adelante con una amplia participación social, además desde el punto de vista de la gestión local.
And we're doing this with very high levels of participation of the local peoples. That is to say, we're running the company now locally.
Todavía estas iniciativas están siendo bloqueadas tanto por el gobierno como por los organismos internacionales al no permitir el acceso a algún crédito para fortalecer la empresa.
But both the government and the international financial institutions are blocking these initiatives, trying to put a stop to it through various mechanisms. You already mentioned that the government is trying to manipulate changes in the laws that were won in April, and also by prohibiting access of the local water company to credit, that is to say, by not recognizing it as credit-worthy, and thus trying to frustrate investment plans on the part of the local water operator, now controlled by the people.
En Cochabamba debemos señalar como antecedente que estos procesos de privatización no van más. Nosotros creemos que el pueblo cochabambino no va a permitir más adelante ningún proceso de privatización y creemos que ha sido un hito importante.
Finally, in conclusion, I'd just like to say that we feel that these privatization programs have reached their limit. It's been demonstrated they don't work for us, and the people of Cochabamba have been unequivocal. They've said very clearly that they won't take these privatization programs anymore. That would be it.
Why do you think the World Bank was targeting Cochabamba in particular?
Básicamente porque, para las recomendaciones del Banco Mundial para toda América Latina han sido de la de privatización de todos los servicios básicos.
First of all, it's not that Cochabamba is all that special. The World Bank has, across the board in Latin America, been pushing the privatization of basic services generally.
Y el control del Banco Mundial sobre nuestros gobiernos es bastante fuerte.
And the control the World Bank exercises over our governments is very strong.
Ni bien los gobiernos intentan solicitar algún crédito, el Banco Mundial condiciona estos créditos.
As soon as the government asks for a line of credit or access to credit, immediately the World Bank steps in with all sorts of conditions.
Y en el caso de Cochabamba, esto estaba sujeto a un proyecto que precisamente fortalecía el sistema de red y de distribución de agua potable.
And in the Cochabamba case, it was conditions that accompanied various investment projects that were aimed at providing more water and broadening the distribution network.
Entonces, cuando algún organismo intentó solicitar que se le diera crédito para este proyecto a Cochabamba, el Banco Mundial inmediatamente rechazó esto y planteó que debería privatizarse el agua.
So when initiatives arose for financing and for these projects in Cochabamba, the World Bank stepped in and, using their conditionality, insisted that one of the conditions would be the privatization of the local water system.
Can you please describe some of the hardships that the people endured when the water rates went up?
Básicamente, se ha tenido una fuerte represión por parte de la policía, el ejército. Han habido más de 300 heridos de bala.
First of all, there was intense repression at the hands of the police and the military. Over 300 people were wounded, many of them by live ammunition fired by the army.
En todo Bolivia, en Cochabamba ha habido un muerto y en el resto del país han existido otros 7 muertos.
In Cochabamba, one person was killed, and in through the rest of the country, another 7 people were killed.
Entonces, esto no solamente fue en abril, sino también hubieron otros muertos en el mes de septiembre, que todavía es un proceso por las reivindicaciones en el agua.
But this process continues. The demands for seeing the water issue adequately resolved is a struggle that continues. After April and September, there was another round of protests and repression, and it's a struggle that continues today.
Existieron cientos de detenidos, se reprimió duramente a la población en las calles, o sea, se militarizó.